companies, Jim Nutt and Honeywater. Would you like to expand, please?
Yeah, so Jim Nutt is a social fitness marketplace and empowers personal trainers and fitness professionals to build healthier communities. And it's a series of tools. We have some lead generation tools for Instagram and Facebook. They got an e-commerce branded store to sell products and their training plans, and they get a customer management solution, CRM, all packaged into one for fitness professionals. And the other side is a fitness app for people to engage with them and buy products off them. So that launched about a year and a half ago, and we have about 400 trainers on the platform, and we're all over the world, and we're growing. And then I have my other company is Honeywater. It's a beverage company, and it's naturally sweetened with honey, no refined sugars. And we also have a buy bottle save a bee. So for every bottle that you buy, a portion of it goes directly to preserve bee health and promote pollinators. That's a big problem affecting our society, loss of bees. So yeah.
And how long has your team been working on like both of these projects?
Jim Nutt is more of like a startup per se, because it's a tech company. So you know, we've been working on it for about a year and a half, I said. So now it's about 10 people. And so it's kind of more of a team environment. And we have meetings every day. We have work on the go all the time. Honeywater is a bit different. Beverage industry is obviously, you know, there's a combination of distribution and co-packing. And so you're not really involved hand-to-hand. Obviously, we're not in the factories making it. We're not distributing it. We're not selling it in stores. So it's kind of very hands-off. But that's a different challenge altogether. So just me and my two partners. And it's much different.
Okay. Things, yeah. So, like, where are your plans for the future? Are you planning on starting any other businesses?
Well, I've gotten myself into these two. So I foresee for the next couple of years at least just focusing on... I had my PhD thesis I was working on as well. I just got that out of the way. So now I can just focus for the next couple of years, build these up, and see where it goes.
Okay.
This episode of Business in the Six is supported in part by the National Bank One for Youth program, as well as Toronto Arts Council and Ontario Arts Council, produced by Regent Park Focus Youth Media Arts Center. This episode of Business in the Six is supported in part by the National Bank One for Youth program, as well as Toronto Arts Council and Ontario Arts Council, produced by Regent Park Focus Youth Media Arts Center.